Hi friends, welcome back to my podcast, Spilling Tea with Kylie Marie. Now's your chance to grab your tea or your coffee, and let's get started on talking about my friends that I've had throughout my life. I have a feeling that a lot of people, when they I asked a group of people, I pulled a voting between what topic I should discuss today, and I feel like a lot of people thought, oh, if I'm talking about friends, I'm gonna be spilling some real tea and, like, you know, throwing some people under the bus, but I'm not bold enough for that, so we're not gonna do that. But instead, I'm gonna put a positive spin on all things friendship, and we're gonna start from kindergarten through eighth grade. I went to a private school, so I was with the exact same 30 kids for 10 years, which meant that you were either going to love the people by the end of the 10 years, or there was going to be some people that you knew you weren't ever going to see again, and that was obviously okay. And a couple of the friends that I, you know, were my best friends kindergarten through eighth grade were ultimately my best friends in high school, who are now still relevant to my life now and hopefully are considered forever friends. And because this is a positive note, I can include names. So these people would include, like, my ACs is what we are called. I don't ask me why, because we all argue about the reason why our group chat name is the ACs. But those friends are like my friends Isabel, Ashley, Kiana, Jocelyn, and Jackie. But Jackie actually wasn't a friend from kindergarten through eighth grade. She's my best friend from high school, but we all still hung out, and she's still, like, a part of that gang, that crew. But ultimately, like, Ashley, Isabel, and Jocelyn are three that I've known since kindergarten, or for Isabel, first grade. Kiana came around in the eighth grade, so she's a little late bloomer, but, you know, she still comes from that time period of my life at my private school, elementary school. And then entering high school, obviously, like, I went to a private school. It was still on the smaller side, but it was obviously bigger than my elementary school, and I still came out of high school with a decent amount of friends. But the thing about high school is like, most of the people, honestly, if we're being straight up, most of the people that you're friends with in high school, you're only really friends with them because you see them every day. And that's okay, because not every single friendship is supposed to be a forever thing. And I think that's what a lot of people don't really understand, including myself, because I latch on to people really, really quickly and I never want to let go. But I'm starting to learn that not every friendship's a forever friendship. It could be a momentary friendship, I'm not making sense. You know what I mean, though. You know, a friendship that's not there for the long run, but in that short-term period that someone is in your life, like, they can still make an impact, and that obviously happens in high school. And now that I'm in college, and when I come home from the summer and or on weekends and stuff from school, like, you'll notice who's there for the long-term friendship. And, you know, who's going to continue to reach out and be in contact and still care about you even when there's distance between you guys. And I think this summer, particularly, obviously, because it's my first summer since college, then I've noticed, like, how small my friend group, I'm emphasizing, from high school really is. Which isn't a bad thing, you know what I mean? Like, I'm so appreciative to have the small-knit amount of people that I know that I can rely on no matter what. And those type of friends are the type of friends that are capable of growing with or without you and supporting you while you're growing and still learning. And, you know, we can all thrive on our own terms in our own places, but come back together and be like, oh crap, guys, we're all doing bigger and better things. You know, they're ultimately, like, my high school friends are what I call, like, my cheerleaders, because no matter what, like, I know that they're supportive of me, even if we're not in contact every single day and I don't see them every single day anymore. Yeah. Tea spilt on that. I was trying to go, like, in order of, like, how I've become friends with people, but I'm kind of gonna take, like, a go back a few years. So technically I made these friends like elementary school, but we're still all best friends even after high school, even going without going to the same high school. And that would be my soccer teammates that I made from when I was in ASO, and then we all played club together for years. And that group of friends would be like my OG friends, because we were all like each other's like first like real group of best friends. And it's mind-boggling to see like how much we've all gone through, and we're still in good contact, and we still like are there for each other even from a distance. Like, I went to a private school, Sonia went to a different high school, Kim went to a different high school, Nina went to a different high school, Lauren, Sierra, and Katie all went to the same high school, but they went to a really big high school, so they didn't see each other all the time. But till this day, like, they're all, you know, considered some of my best friends. And Sierra's actually going to college with me now, so, you know, we're bringing her along for that ride. And even though Katie and Lauren are far away now, out of state currently, like, I still know that when they come back, like, nothing's gonna change. And I'm like, wow, like, I have so many memories with them. And I know that because we've already been through so much and we're still together, like, we're still friends. Like, I know that I'm gonna, like, grow old and still be friends with these girls. And it just mind boggles me how life works and how friendship works and all that jazz. And, okay, back to kind of high school. Sorry, guys. It's kind of late at night, but I really was, like, motivated to do a podcast now, so that's why I'm doing it now. But going back to like high school, I'm gonna give some honorable mentions, and these are like, obviously I don't want anyone to get butthurt because I'm not including their name, but I also don't know who's listening, so that's some tea. But people that I've really like realized throughout this summer that are gonna be there for me forever, like, I'm sorry y'all, but you guys are stuck with me. And that would be Nicole, Kayla, Alyssa, and my Burdick sisters, Elise and Katie. Like, they have been there for me even when I was in school, like in college, and we were there for each other mutually. And then like we all come back home, and like the friendship's still there, and it's like, you know, again, like nothing's changed. And those are just like the people that immediately come to my mind. I'm like, wow, like, I'm thankful that I, you know, was able to leave high school and come back, all of us. And we're all changed, we're all grown, we've learned new things about ourselves, and we're still able to come back and remain friends and catch up and laugh and go on trips and all that. And yeah, high school was interesting, and it's like so weird to like transition from high school to college. See what I'm doing there? But now that I'm in college, like, I joined a sorority, which is something that, honestly, I really didn't think I was gonna do, because sometimes I don't do good in, like, big groups of people, because I stress, and then I'm like, oh gosh, it's chaos. But I've actually loved being in a sorority so much, and obviously I'm making a bunch of friends through that, because there's 130 plus sisters now, you know, which is so weird to say, but I'm saying it. And I'm making friends through there, and like, ultimately, like, I'm still like a newbie to the sorority, so I don't know necessarily like who my closest friends are, but like, I know that when I go back to school next week, like, I'm so excited to see them all, and just like, again, like, continue to grow into those friendships as well, and just like see where they take me. But other friends that I made in college would obviously be like my roommates. I had three roommates, and I'm very thankful for them and their impact that they made on my first year of college. And, you know, obviously, like, we all went our separate ways for summer and stuff, but I'll see going into my, you know, second year of college, like, how well we stay in contact. But I'm thankful that I had really good roommates, because I know some people, like, you get stuck with really bad roommates that you can't stand. Or you're friends with your roommates for, you know, years to come. Or you just, you know, you ended on mutual good terms. And, yeah, so I don't want to spill too much tea on that. But roommates were good, I guess, is the way to say it. Yeah, I've mentioned a lot of my girlfriends, but I guess it's because I don't really have any problems with, like, my guy friends. Like, I don't... I guess there's, like, really no tea to be spilt. I also don't really have that many guy friends that I, like, talk to from, like, high school. Or, like, that. But, like, okay, high school best friends would be... Guy friends would be Justin, Kayvon, and Chris Manriquez, I think. But, and I'm probably closest to Justin now. Spilling tea, and I'm getting really nervous because I hate mentioning names, but oh boy, oh baby, are we doing it? And from college, my two closest guy friends would have to be Trevor and Jacob. They're also probably really not listening, but I'm mentioning their names, so now they can't get mad at me. But I still have, like, a lot of friendships to make, like, my first year was super, super chaotic, and I feel like it went by in the blink of an eye, and I'm just like, holy crap, like, now I'm starting my second year, and I don't even remember my, like, going through my first year. I'm like, what happened? Like, I feel like I woke up from a nap, and I was like, oh, it's over. But, yeah, I keep saying, like, I'm thankful, and it's just because, like, I am, and, you know, forever friendships are honestly hard to find. And I'm very thankful that I was able to, like, I'm very thankful to see, like, a lot of friends in my life that I can see being my friends for, you know, forever or a very long period of my life. And they've all made their own impacts in their own way, and they all play a role in my life in their own ways. And I felt, okay, I'm gonna spill tea on one person. It's not bad, though. It's, like, it's good. And that would be, like, my high school best friend, Jackie, who, you know, just, like, my bestie before the restie. Woo, that was cringy, Kylie, but whatever. Okay, all in all, when it comes to friendships, I'm just, like, not a fighter. And I think that's why, like, a lot of my friend, like, if a friendship, I feel like, quote-unquote, ends, like, it's never really ended on bad terms because I just don't fight. Like, I'm not going to pick a fight. I'm not mad at anyone. I don't hold grudges. That was, like, beyond the point. But when it comes to Jackie and I, like, we've been friends since our freshman year of high school, and we're still friends. We're going on to our second year of college. But obviously, like, being best friends, like, no friendship is perfect, and we've had a lot of our ups and downs, and, like, we've gone through our time periods where we've fought, and our first year of college was really, like, it kind of, like, put our friendship to a test in a sense, because, like, we were both doing our own things, and we weren't really, you know, talking as much. Like, the distance, like, kind of put a hinge on our friendship for a while there, but then we, like, got to talking after, like, first semester of college, and we, like, looked at each other and, like, holy crap, like, I can't live without you, so you're stuck with me type of thing. And since then, like, we've both, like, realized how much, like, our friendship has grown, and it's, like, gotten super, super strong, and, like, how we've both grown individually. And I think I, like, already said this, but just, like, those are the type of friendships that anyone needs in their life, is just, like, friends like Jackie and all my other friends that I've mentioned, honestly, where you're capable of, like, doing your own things, but still being able to come back together and, you know, be stronger together, but strong apart type of thing. And that just works with any relationship in general. And, you know, I'm just, like, learning, like, not every friendship is going to be like that, though. Like, not every friendship is going to be where you can be apart for so long and come back together and everything will be the same. And that's okay. Some friendships are only there to, you know, kind of, like, be a lesson, and they're there to teach you whatever you need or play a role in life to what, you know, you need in that particular moment in time. And that's okay, because then you look back and you have these good memories with this person and you're like, I'm thankful for you. You made a good impact. Or maybe, you know, that was a toxic friendship, but you learned from it and you learned what type of friends you don't want in your life. And I can personally say, like, I've had a couple friendships like that where they just weren't good for me in the long run, and that's okay. But I have problems with admitting that that's okay, because I latch on to people and I don't like having problems with people. So I, you know, I put on a front and, like, everything's fine, it's fine. I'm fine, all that type of stuff. But I, you know, as I'm growing up, like, I've realized, like, I'm not friends with a lot of people I was friends with in high school, or I've made friends just throughout my lifetime. I don't want to, like, put any time slot on anything, so I don't want to mention names. Oh, I'm nervous because I feel like they're going to listen. Oh, goodness. But, you know, I've recently kind of am distancing myself from what I'm kind of going to consider, like, a toxic friendship. And I'm just like, there's going to be friends in your life where they leave, and them leaving, or, you know, like, not being a part of your life for so long has not hurt you, if that makes sense. Like, you're doing just fine without that person in your life. And I've just kind of realized, like, quite honestly, like, I'm doing better without them in my life. But, you know, can't really say that to their face because I'm, you know, coward and I don't do problems. So, wow. Oh my god, guys, my stomach is queasing and I've been rambling. And I just, like, I get scared mentioning names even when it's on a positive note because I feel like I'm going to get attacked. But I'm still going to post this. And it's still probably not making much sense. But this is how I'm spilling the tea. And I hope you guys are enjoying and laughing at me and going, oh gosh, Kylie, like, you're not making much sense. But that's fine. And I think I'm just going to leave it on that note. Be grateful for all friendships. Be grateful for future friendships. Be grateful for past friendships. Be grateful for future friendships. Ugh, whatever. I'm rambling and now I'm illiterate. So I guess my end note is just to be grateful for the people in your life, whether the impact is positive or negative. Take whatever lesson you learn from them and just keep going and keep thriving. Okay? I love you, friends. Bye.